And I thank Pastor Teddy and co-pastor for allowing me to share. On Christmas Day last year, I had my smoked turkey that was cooked for me. Amen. It was so delicious. Mm. I had my German chocolate cake that I made. Mm-hmm. I did homemade whipped potatoes and kale. Wow. I sat down to eat, and I felt cold. My skin started getting irritated. The only thing tastes good was the turkey and the German chocolate cake. My whipped potatoes had no taste. My kale had no taste. And normally I like to watch Christmas movies. It was so uninteresting. So I went upstairs to my bedroom. I sat up on my bed, and I remembered Pastor Teddy said, start reading the book of Ephesians. Remember he told the congregation? So I opened to Ephesians 1. And wow, I had a good dinner. Praise God. It was like I was eating T-bone steak.
Praise the Lord.
It was so wonderful. And the Lord gave me the title on that day. And God is just awesome, isn't he? He's just worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. One more time. Oh, how he loves you and me. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to share your message. Father, I ask you to anoint the word of God, anoint the message that you have given me on Christmas Day. I give you praise, Lord. You're an awesome God. And we thank you, Lord, that your word will be anointed, that it will be touched, that someone will be touched by it in the name of Jesus, whether they're here or on the podcast. Lord, we ask you, oh God, just to do your will through me in the name of Jesus. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to look at Ephesians, the first chapter. I'm going to read 1 through 13. New King James Version. Yes. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. Having predestinated us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his blood and forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That is awesome. And I want to tell you my title, Lavished Love. We're going to focus on the blessings of Christ that he lavished on us and in us. The first one, when I looked at this, I saw about 15 blessings, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. The first one, we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And I'm going to focus on right now Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed be the God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And my cross reference is Ephesians 1 and 3 in the Passion Translation. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. And 2 Corinthians 2:13 says, blessed be the God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. In my reading of Ephesians chapter 1, I counted about 15 spiritual blessings. Although Ephesians chapter 1 is in no way exhaustive of all the immeasurable spiritual blessings that we have through Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk a few on those spiritual blessings. These spiritual blessings that Paul referred to weren't just nice ideas. They were realities to him that were attached to real benefits when he lived in and through them. Ultimately, we live in and through them as we live in Christ. These are divine privileges and resources available to us now. These spiritual blessings are eternal, not temporal. And that's a wonderful thing. Number two, we are holy, blameless, and covered with God's love. And my reference is Ephesians 5:27 in the New Testament for everyone. That's the NTE. He did this in order to present the church to himself in brilliant splendor, without a single spot or blemish or anything of the kind, that it might be holy and without blame. Pastor talked a little bit on that this morning, that we have to empty our house, clean our house up, so God can dwell in us. He can't dwell in an unclean temple. Amen? Colossians 1:22, New King James Version says, and you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Sometimes the world is, we are all that the world see as holiness, and we are to represent Christ in our talk and our walk and our attitude, because we don't want to bring a reproach to the name of Jesus Christ or to ourselves, because first they'll point, I thought you were a Christian. I thought you were, because the devil is waiting for us to mess up. But we want to walk circumspectly. Amen? We are fit to serve him and worship him despite our shortcomings. There is no way we can take credit for our salvation. The mystery of salvation originated in the timeless mind of God long before we existed. None of us can understand the depth of God's thoughts and love towards us. Isaiah 55:9 says, Let us know God's thoughts. Let us know God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I'm paraphrasing. And Psalms 139 and 17 said that the sum of God's thoughts are vast. We can't understand why he loved us. Why did he choose us? But we are so glad he did, because it is just wonderful serving a good God. He is an amazing, wonderful, wonderful Savior. 1 Peter 4, 1:14 through 16, New King James says, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Therefore, the mercies of the Lord and his Holy Spirit help reminds and helps us to keep our heart, mind, and spirit in check or censored, so we can remain in right standing before him unspotted, covered in his love, yes. In Jesus' name. The third one, accepted in the beloved. We are adopted as God's children. In Ephesians 1, 5 through 6, New King James says, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. And my cross reference is Romans 8, 17, New King James. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Ephesians 1, 6, the Message Bible says, what pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavished gift giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Galatians 4 and 6, New King James, and because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son unto your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. And he is a wonderful Father, and he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And it's wonderful to have the spiritual blessings of God. He is wonderful. He is great to be praised. He is to be magnified and glorified. And Romans 8, 29 and 30, New King James said, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What a blessing. And let's talk a little bit about grace. We know what grace is, but I looked it up anyway. Goodwill, loving kindness, favor of the merciful kindness by which God exerted his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindness them to the exercise of Christian virtue. And isn't it wonderful of the blessings of God that we are in him? We're not alone. He's with us. All the time, the Holy Spirit is with us, because Jesus had to go to heaven so the Father could send the Holy Spirit to us. The death of Jesus points into two wonderful truths, redemption and forgiveness. It's wonderful to be forgiven. That when we repent, that God never remembers our trespasses again. Outside of Christ, we were enslaved to sin and eternal death. Jesus paid the price to release us from the slavery of sin. Grace is God's voluntary and loving favor given to those he saves. No religious, intellectual, or moral effort can gain it. Without God's grace, no person can be saved. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Amen. Number 5, We are brought under Christ's headship. Ephesians 1, 10 and 11, New King James, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him, who works all things according to the counsel of his will. And my cross reference is, I know I'm turning a lot of pages. Okay, Hebrews 7, 22, New King James. By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. The old Mosaic covenant only pointed out the sins of the Israelites. God has given us a vastly superior covenant of grace through his Son, Jesus Christ, which included all Gentile nations. This covenant or application is written on our hearts and on our minds. It offers forgiveness of sins and renders salvation to all who are willing by faith to receive Christ's extravagant grace and love. And Romans 3:24, the Passion Translation, yet through his powerful declaration of acquittal, God freely gives away his righteousness. His gift of love and favor now cascades over us, all because Jesus, the Anointed One, has liberated us from the guilt, punishment, and power of sin. Sin is a weight, and we know this. So God frees us from all of the trespasses and the weight of sin carrying it. When we come to him humbly, he is just to forgive us. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. God's purpose for sending Christ was to offer salvation to the world. God is sovereign. He is in charge. And we are secure. In spite of what the devil may bring our way or how our day may turn out, at the end of the day, we can firmly rest and be assured in the beauty of our Lord and Savior's love. Therefore, our joy, hope, peace, happiness, and strength, and mainly our confidence, is in the Almighty Lord and Savior. No one can steal them from us. These are spiritual qualities, have no material elements, so they are imperishable, unspoiled, unfading, and since it is not of this world, its value and our worth never depreciates. They're as unchanging and permanent as God. This shows everyone's eternal value as the image and likeness of God. And it's wonderful to have an attitude of worshiping God, how we walk around, how our attitude is. Pastor was talking this morning about singing. When I get up in the morning, I'm always singing. Before I go to bed, I sing that song by Shane and Shane, Psalms 23. I sing that to the Lord. I'm a happy person. I have no reason, and you have no reason to be sad, because God is awesome. He's wonderful. If you've never heard anyone tell you that they love you, I'll tell you God loves you. He's wonderful. And I want to say to the ones who may be listening, if you are a new believer in Jesus and reading the scriptures, for quick access to understanding the Old Testament covenant, read Hebrews 7 through the 8th chapter. And in addition to salvation by grace, read Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible will give you everything you need. Whatever you have questions, confused about, God will answer your questions. It's all in his word. Everything we need is in his word. I think it's 1 Peter. It says he has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. We have no excuse, because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And we can live, and we can live with him again in eternity. Okay, number 6. We are marked as belonging to God through the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1 and 3, New King James. In him you also trusted, After you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Pastor talked about that last week and this week. Romans 8, 16 through 17, New King James said, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." Amen. In 1 Peter 1 and 4, the NLT says, "And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay." Isn't that wonderful that we can lay up heavenly treasures? Earthly treasures will decay. House will, somebody else will have it when you're gone. Your jewelry will be taken from somebody else, by somebody else. Whatever we do for Christ will last. It's not about money. It's not about positions. It's not about titles. It's all about Jesus Christ and his love. God's promise seals us. After we believed, we received it upon faith, yes, repentance, Lord, baptism, and the laying on of hands. Thank you, Lord. And we see that when we read Acts 9, 17 through 18. Hallelujah. "And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and laying his hands on him," on Paul, "said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales and received his sight at once. And he arose and was baptized." Jesus was baptized, so we have to be baptized. "And when he was baptized, the Lord God opened up the heavens and said, This is my son. Listen to him, receive what he says." And that's what we want to do. We want to walk in God's light. We want to walk in the will of God. We want to do what is pleasing and acceptable to him. Not for man, but for God, because he has the promise. His blood was our seal.
Yes.
He died on the cross. He sealed us with the Holy Spirit. Christ has sealed us, as I said, with the Holy Spirit of promise. God will give his spirit only to those who have demonstrated an attitude and behavior that they have repented. Then they must be baptized and obey his commandments. The Holy Spirit is the Christian seal. God's own spirit comes to dwell, indwell, or take up residence in the believer's heart and mind. Praise the Lord. And in my conclusion, Paul ties together the ideas of predestination, God's glory, the salvation of his people, and the rights we have as children of God. In particular, believers are blessed because God chose before creation to save us. That salvation came at a great cost, the death of Jesus Christ. God made all things ready for us as his beloved children to live holy. It is up to us to want to be included in the immeasurable, lavish grace of Christ Jesus. Encountering his spiritual blessings is in our lives and a daily habitual pattern of a transformed, spirit-filled life. For that reason, we are dead to our trespasses and sins, yes, and now made alive in Christ and for Christ as children of God. We can be confident that God will give us what he has promised, yes, namely an eternity with him in heaven. And all that we go through down here, it is worth it. It is worth what we have to deal with. It is worth being talked about. It's worth being rejected, because some people may not want to hear your testimony. They may not want to hear about Jesus because some people are self-righteous or they know so much. But that's okay. We love them, and we just pray that whatever we say that will take root. Then the word of God said, "One plant, one watereth, but God gives the increase," in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this word. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that I have delivered it and said everything that you put on my heart to say, that you have given me to say. May it be pleasing unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.